This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Ames. This week we'll focus on Christ's call to live as children of God and the giant killers that might prevent it. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make Him known. And now, Leroy Ames.
I know a person who has a quiet, dignified, respectable love for sin. Oh, it's not the sort of thing that people write books about, nor is it the sort of thing that makes the headlines in our newspapers, but it's sin nevertheless. And unless this person changes his ways, I'm afraid it will be his downfall. Like a man I heard about named Angus McGaskill, known as the Cape Breton Giant in the last century. He stood 7 feet 9 inches tall, weighed 425 pounds, and had an 80-inch chest. He was solid bone and muscle, and perfectly proportioned, like a great big Tarzan, rippling muscles and graceful movements. Queen Victoria called him the tallest, stoutest, and strongest man that had ever entered the palace. But in spite of his great strength and good health, he died at the age of 38 due to an accident. While visiting New York, some bystanders on a pier bet that he would be unable to lift a huge anchor weighing about 2,200 pounds. Now, he knew he could do it. He had lifted objects weighing much more than that, 2,600 pounds. So he set the anchor on his shoulders and walked down the pier. But in replacing it on the pier, he let it slip out of his hands. The anchor pinned him beneath it as it crashed down. On August 8, 1863, this giant of a man died. He was killed by something that was totally unexpected. And so it can be with you and me in the spiritual realm. As I heard about the death of this giant, I was reminded of the passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, "Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall." You can toy with sin and maybe even get away with it for a time, but not forever. One day, unexpectedly, it will catch up with you. Jesus likened it to the man who built his house on the sand. All was well as long as there was no rain. But when the rains came down and the floods came up, the house collapsed. Friend, is there something going on in your life that displeases the Lord, yet you continue to toy with it? If so, bring it before the Lord. Confess it and forsake it. Don't let it destroy your usefulness to God. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Leroy Ames.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigators devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and offer insights on living a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.